Edie Erb is the development manager for the Hillsboro Homeless Coalition. Erb was one of the lead organizers of the annual Stand Down and Health Fair at the Hyde Park United Methodist Church.
Stand down is a military term for coming back basically off of the front lines and regrouping and getting some relaxation and some food and getting all your new supplies. So that's what we're doing here. And when we interpret that for homelessness, it's connecting to those resources that can help them.
The most recent homeless count and a recount this year found more than 2,000 people living on the streets of Hillsborough County. That number was down from 2 years ago, but still represents a huge problem. Erb said those individuals are also misunderstood, being accused of wanting to be homeless.
Right now, our system is broken. We're trying to fix it. And people have to go to a lot of different places. Sometimes somebody has to go through 5 different interviews at 5 different locations just to try to get help. And because they go and that didn't work and they send them somewhere else and they go somewhere else. Well, here they might have to do that, but they only have to step over one table. So they don't have to go across town. So the success is by bringing people together, we can do that. And you can only imagine if you had to go to 5 different places to try to get something you needed, you might not even do that.
More than 300 struggling residents attended last year's Stand Down and got help ranging from a hot meal and a shower to health access. Erb said she planned for an even bigger turnout this year.
The Supportive Services for Veterans Families Program, Veterans Homelessness Prevention Demonstration Program. We have the Public Defender's Office here. Bay Area Legal Services is here. We have a number of health care providers. We have Hillsborough County Health Care Plan. Outside, we have the VA Mobile Medical Van. We have Tampa Family Health Center's van. We also have Department of Motor Vehicles here to help with IDs that people need.
Veterans could be connected to individually tailored assistance programs, including disability services. Robert Foster is a healthcare technician for the Tampa Veterans Administration Mobile Outreach Unit. He said vets can get health screenings and flu shots, but more importantly, they can apply for continued health coverage.
They can include total health care. In other words, everything from stub toes to heart attacks. They can get day-to-day health care or hospitalizations as needed. And vision, hearing. Some veterans are eligible for dental care. And we also do post-traumatic stress disorder.
Although the Stand Down was organized in the spirit of military service, only about a third of people who attend are veterans or active military. Civilians also have access to hygiene kits, housing services, and even haircuts. The whole event is complex and requires the help of scores of volunteers. Darren Steptoe is an AmeriCorps Vista member that provided many of the hands on deck.
We have a lot of organizations here that can help get them to self-sufficiency and hopefully off the streets.
And some of the volunteers were people barely staving off homelessness themselves. Michelle Ruati is on the road back to her normal life after the company she worked for collapsed. Ruati now works for the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office as a crossing guard and is living in transitional housing.
Where you must abide by certain classes, you have to go to do certain classes, you have to make sure that you're on time, you do your chores, you do things like that, but you're also putting yourself out there in the community to be able to help other people, help those with children, be able to help those who don't have children, be able to provide your time to teach them how to do leadership, culinary, and management skills. And that's what I was doing for the last year, being able to help with that. So it's amazing.
But not everyone at the outreach got what they came for. Michael Wattis came to Florida after losing his own business in New York. After stops in cities across the state, including parts of South Florida and Key West, Wattis landed in Tampa.
I went to the food stamp office. The computers were down. I went to workforce. I need my ID. I went to the ID place out here. I need my birth certificate. I went to Access to get a phone. He's too busy, so I'm going to have to go back. The only thing I got out of it is 2 cups of coffee, and then I went to the health booth and to see if I could get stitches out of my head. Can't do that.
Agencies also offered clothing to individuals trying to find employment, as well as employment assistance. Coordinators said the best way to combat homelessness is to give those who are at risk the tools to care for themselves. Links to informational resources are on our website, wmnf.org/news. For immediate help, people can call 211 to speak with an outreach counselor. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.